Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't understand how the Giants and Jets can play in the same stadium and one team's weight room gets a better grade than the other team's weight room and one team's...
Because the facility's different.
I know, but it should be equal. They built this. It's in the same
stadium. No, it's not. Not. It's
are we talking about practice facility? Is that why?
The weight room is at the practice facility.
Ah, okay. Makes sense. Thank you. Okay. That makes a little bit of sense.
Whose was better?
I'm going to make this very easy for everybody. The Giants beat the Jets in every single grade except for one.
Huh.
Like, literally, every grade they beat them in except for one. And you want to know what that one is?
What's what?
Nutritionist, dietitian. That is the one aspect where the Jets got a better grade than the Giants.
What did they get?
The Jets got a B+, which was their best grade. They got nothing else close to a B+. Mm. And the Giants got a C+. Giants did not do well.
Huh. Wow. A lot of chubby chasers there.
Our nutritionist was great when I was there.
Well, apparently not.
I mean, I don't know if it's still the same person.
Now, here's what they wrote about the Jets. And Jet fans, I'm going to warn you, this is very troublesome. Okay? At least I was troubled by it. The New York Jets finished this year ranked 21st in team report cards. Okay, fine. 21st, whatever. It's not halfway, but it's not great, but whatever. The number one issue the team has is with how the coaching staff manages their time, with respondents highlighting lack of efficiency around their scheduling.
I can see that.
What does that mean? That means they're lazy? Is that what it means?
No. It means that you're this at the facility for a long time. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's so, the opposite. They're there longer.
So it's like we get there, it's not crisp. I don't know. The process is not as straightforward of we're going to do this, and this, and then we're going to finish a day at practice, and then we're going to be done.
It sounds like the old first one in, last one out, but not a real plan. It's just about showing how long we're at the facility.
And who's that on, by the way?
I mean, ultimately, it's the head coach.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And then your guys' report card was so glowing, I got disgusted. Like, I was just annoyed by it because my grades sucked. So I'm like, all right, let me just see if my pal's grades are worse. The New York Giants ranked 8th overall, which is really good.
That is really good.
The first item that deserves recognition is the work by the team's training staff, as players gave high marks to longtime head trainer Ronnie Barnes.
Ronnie Barnes, Ring of Honor.
With 96% of players responding that they received an adequate amount of one-on-one treatment time, which ranks number one in the NFL.
It's because Ronnie's the best.
The players were also complimentary of their strength staff, whom they felt made it a point coming out of last year's survey to work more collaboratively with the players this season. But here's what I find funny. Do you know the two things that the players had issues with?
What's that? Which is with the Giants.
This is with the Giants. First, the locker room needs to be better.
What?
Yeah.
Their locker room is not.
It needs to be upgraded.
Locker room. Now, this is the question. Is this the locker room at Quest or is this the locker room at the stadium?
I'm guessing the stadium because when I hear locker room, I think of MetLife Stadium and I also like to crap on MetLife Stadium anyway, so it fits my narrative.
Got it.
And here's the second one. And this should be a surprise to nobody. The playing surface at MetLife Stadium.
Well, that was easy.
Giant players almost unanimously responded that they do not like playing on the synthetic surface in line with our 92% number league-wide.
Right.
Think about that for a second, ladies and gentlemen. This is why John Mara and Woody Johnson need to explain themselves on this. Both of them. 92% of the league says your surface sucks, and everybody on your roster essentially says they don't like playing on that surface. You're millionaires. Fix it.
I wonder if any of the turf fields field turf fields got more than a D, better than a D on playing surface.
I'd have to do a lot of research to
because
get
some
that
of those, because think about this, some of those are domes.
Right.
And they have to be.
Right.
And so
I don't think they're responding with practicality. I think the response is, do you like playing on the field? If the answer is yes, the answer is yes. If the answer is no, the answer is no.
So who was the worst? Who got the worst overall grade?
The Jets by a lot. We sucked. Dude,
and,
we
and
got the
entire
worst.
NFL?
No. The Jets weren't the worst in the NFL, but compared to the Giants, they got a worse grade in every single category except for the nutritionist.
But now I'm curious who's had the worst grade in the NFL.
Who got the worst grade in the NFL, Sean?
For which I have like five columns up here.
I guess overall, because they kind of averaged it out.
Yeah, is there an overall grade?
All right. The thing I have up now is just a million grades for everything with every team. I can't find an overall grade. I will continue to work on that.
All right.
Jesus. Took it back at school.
Wouldn't in theory be the Panthers or the Cardinals? One of the crappy teams, I'm sure.
Yeah, a team. Well, it's probably teams that just have an old facility.
I'm going to guess Washington, and I'll tell you why. Washington's overall grades, I'm reading each category.
Right.
F minus. They got an F minus in treatment of families. What are they doing? And by the way, the Steelers got an F minus too.
Because I think that's a stadium thing.
Okay. They got a D plus, a B minus, an F minus, an F minus, an F, a C, an A, an F, a C, and a B. They like five Fs.
The Commanders.
So my guess would be the Commanders finished in the last.
They did.
The Commanders. Which was obvious.
The Commanders.
Number one. Was a favorite team of you and I, Tiki, the Miami Dolphins.
Are you kidding me? The Dolphins?
That's interesting.
Holy crap, the Dolphins got straight A's. I'm not kidding you.
Did they really?
Every category they got an A in. Oh, I hate them even more.
Right. I think I think part of that is probably they love their coach.
Oh, stop it.
I'm being serious. They love their coach, and he makes them feel good about themselves.
And they play in South Beach. And
exactly.
So they're just happy about everything.
Yes.
Now, do you want to know who is second to last?
Who?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Really? How about that? That's got to make you feel good.
Mm.
It's interesting. They also
you know what that tells us? This means nothing.
And Clark Hunt ranked
absolutely nothing.
Clark Hunt ranked 32nd amongst all owners.
Wow. See, I was looking at that. How the owners grade, right? So let's just jump to our owners because I don't care about every other owner. But you're right. The Chiefs owner got an F minus. The New York Giants and John Mara, who I know has faced some criticism from fans, according to Giant players, B plus.
Because John's the best.
He's not the best because there's a bunch of people with A's. The Vikings owner, the Dolphins owner, the Eagles owner, the Jaguars owner. Well, not the son who runs AEW. He wouldn't get an A. Packers owner, which is by like a group in a community. Broncos owner. So, yeah, I mean, Mara did all right. How do you think Woody did?
Woody had to be 26th.
Got a B minus.
Huh.
Yeah. How about the fact that he got a B minus?
All right. Good for Woody.
Yeah. Now, here's the big one. Head coaches. And this is big for the Giants because I think the Giant fan, at the end of the season, their biggest concern, if they had one outside of talent and roster, was the whole Wink Martindale versus Brian Daboll thing and how Brian Daboll screams a lot. Did he ever lose the locker room? What do players think of him? Brian Daboll, A minus.
Of course.
Man, what a problem he is.
So when did they give this survey?
When did they survey the players?
Yes.
I didn't see. I'm going to guess at the end of the season. You can't ask the survey in the middle of the season. I mean, that's like you get grades in school. You get grades in school at the end of the year.
It's just a weird timing that it's coming out 2 weeks after the Super Bowl.
They have to calculate it. You know?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.